More than 36 juveniles have been arrested in connection with more than 24 vehicle burglaries and attempted break-ins over the past couple of weeks. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
We've used some overtime money. We've put additional police officers out on the street, and that has resulted in the arrest of, right now, 37 suspects.
Pensacola Assistant Police Chief Tommy Leiter. The roundup began earlier this month when 10 suspects were collared in the North Hill area. Last weekend, 11 others were arrested at an apartment complex off Scenic Highway and at Spencer Bibbs Elementary School. Leiter says the suspects, who are between 11 and 17 years old, face a host of charges.
Burglary, grand theft, petty theft, and loitering and prowling as well. The state attorney will make a decision on whether or not to charge them as adults or juveniles. A lot of it depends on criminal history, age. A lot of it depends on the victim. So there's a number of factors that goes into what happens to them once they enter the system.
According to investigators, there's been one common thread in almost every incident: unlocked vehicles.
We've had one case that I'm aware of where the window smashed. And generally in those cases, what we're seeing are these groups of juveniles. They'll walk through either an apartment complex or a neighborhood, and they'll just start checking door handles. And if they get a door that's unlocked, they'll ransack the car, glove box, and under the seats and that kind of stuff, pop the trunk.
And while many of the break-ins took place under cover of darkness, Leiter says there have been some committed in broad daylight.
That's pretty gutsy, and it's extremely difficult for us from a law enforcement perspective to investigate and to stop. They're just so quick. You know, you can think about how long it would take you to walk up and open an unlocked car door and look in a glove box and pop the trunk. You know, they're in and out in probably less than a minute or so, and they leave very little evidence behind.
And that leads to some tips on protecting your car and your personal property. There are three big messages being sent out by the Pensacola PD. Locking your vehicle is number one.
Number two, hide your valuables. Ideally, if there's something that you have to leave in your car overnight, we prefer that you lock it in the trunk out of sight. Ideally, we'd like them to take it into home with them if they can. And then the third one, what we're seeing also, is when they unlock the door and they start ransacking the cars, they're finding spare keys, in which case they're actually stealing the cars.
The burglars are also finding guns in some of the cars and trucks. Assistant Chief Tommy Leiter says part of being a responsible gun owner is securing their firearms. He's also quick to add that he's not beating up on those who have had their cars targeted.
You should be able to leave your purse in your car in your driveway and not have to worry about somebody stealing it. But the reality of it is you can't do that in 2015.
The Pensacola Police Department is urging residents to keep a sharp eye on their neighbors' homes and vehicles, and call law enforcement if they see anyone acting suspiciously. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.